Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all we do. We ask that we may serve you, to love you, to honor you, especially as we approach this weekend. Let us come to know your love in all we do, and let us glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, the 22nd of October. It is Friday, and we continue in our journey through, of course, the readings that we find here on this 22nd of October. And we're looking at these readings from Romans. Now, we're looking at Romans 7, 18 through 25. And again, I'm not going to read the reading, but I encourage you to look it up and read it yourself so that you can kind of see the context after you listen to the podcast. And this is probably one of the most famous readings, or, you know, famous passages, I guess, better way to put it, that you will find in the New Testament. And the passage comes to us from, obviously, St. Paul. It's to his to the Romans. And here he talks about this battle between the flesh, which is our bodies, and the spirit, God dwelling within him, which would be our seeking to do the will of God. So we have the will that seeks us to do one thing, and yet we have the body which is calling us to do another. And he talks about that. He says, "For I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. The willing is ready at hand, but doing the good is not." And that's that battle between the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. It's that whole concept. And really, it brings us down to we are enlightened to do the right thing, but we may find ourselves through all our passions and all our struggles and, you know, whatever the case may be, doing the wrong thing. For example, you might meet someone who is just a very kind and loving person in many ways, but cannot deal with Boston traffic. I'm sure we all either know someone like that or are someone like that. And I can be like that in both cases. So what you find is maybe a person has the desire, is willing, it might even be a prayerful person, but then something happens where they just become so irritated. I'll tell a story about it in a second. Become so irritated that they act in a way that is beyond what you normally would consider that person. Well, that is an example of the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. My father told me the story. Now, this must have happened probably in the 40s or maybe the 50s. Well, this very kind, very quiet person was driving. And my father was a passenger in the car, as were a couple other. And I think they're all Boston Globe reporters. That's when the Globe was run. It was owned by the Taylors, not in the current situation where it's owned by John Henry or when it was owned by the New York Times. So this is a while ago. This is back in the 40s or the 50s. And there was a traffic jam on, I guess it was the Mystic River Bridge. And this guy was behind them beeping and beeping and beeping. And finally, this very calm person who was driving and, of course, couldn't go anywhere because of the traffic jam, just kind of lost his temper, got out of the car, went to the guy behind him, knocked on his window. Now, remember, back then, the ignition was right next to the door. It isn't that way anymore. But back then, if you remember those older cars, the ignition was right next to the door. He knocked on his window. The guy rolled down his window. He reached in, grabbed the keys, and threw them over the bridge. And then got back into his car and said, well, that'll deal with him. Completely out of character for him. But that's an example where the flesh overcame the spirit. And, you know, that happens with, that's what St. Paul is talking about. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he's talking about that battle. And he makes this famous passage, this famous line, where he says, "For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Now, we have to really understand that one, because we can take that as a real good excuse. I didn't do that. That was sin in me who did that. So you can't say I did that. No, what he really means is that he's talking about he knows what is the good thing to do, but the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he doesn't end up doing what the good he wants to do, but finally succumbs to the evil temptation, whatever it is. It could be he loses his temper. It could be he just gets angry at something. It could be anything. But there he says, so he says that instead he does the evil he does not want to do because of that dynamic. And he knows what is the right thing, but occasionally he is overpowered by the struggle he has with those things of the flesh. So you see those two different things operating. But here he recognized that and he teaches that. Now there's something really important for you to understand about that. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And pass the word, let people know, hey, I was listening to this program the other day, and it was kind of interesting. Or actually, if you don't like what you hear, I was listening to this program, you know what he said. Yeah, hey, well, you know, let people know. Here we are at WEZE 590 AM, or you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and let people know. Let them know about the website. Let them know about the program. Let them know about all the stuff we have going over there. So in any case, we're talking about this powerful dynamic of St. Paul. And what he does is he's talking about how, again, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But what he's saying is he knows the right thing to do, but it's that struggle to seek to do the right thing and knowing that we fail at times. And that's, you know, that's important. So you cannot be healed of sin if you don't recognize sin. It's really simple. So if you turn around and say, well, you know, I don't believe in all that stuff, and I'm going to, as he said at the very beginning, I'm going to follow down the path that I want to follow down, and I don't care about any of that. Well, you can never be healed of that. You can, because you came to decide that there is no such thing as sin. There is no such thing as righteousness. There is none of this. So you can't be healed of it because you've chosen to believe it doesn't exist. But he's saying, I understand. So it becomes at that point, as he talks about in another place, at that point, it becomes like a goal. I'm seeking to be holier. I'm seeking to do better. I'm seeking to do more the will of God. I'm seeking to do the right thing. And in doing that, he understands what the right thing is because he's been enlightened by the Holy Spirit through his relationship with Christ, through his baptism, through his relationship with the community. And he knows what the right thing is doing. And then he also knows when he falls short. So that dynamic plays itself out. So it's important for us to understand all that this dynamic is playing itself, and part of it is understanding what is the right way to go and also seeing that we fail. But the other thing is understanding that we cannot go the right way without being enlightened by Christ and seeking to follow Christ. Now, something to keep in mind. Remember what I teach a lot. Paragraph 2098 from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that you cannot live the commandments unless you're a person of prayer. So prayer is essential in living the commandments. Well, there's something else we need to see within that dynamic. And that is that our prayer relationship, our relationship with God, teaches us what is the right way to follow. So that's important too. And you understand that if we divorce ourselves from God, we divorce ourselves from the path of righteousness, we divorce ourselves from Christ, we divorce ourselves from all of this, and we separate ourselves from every ounce of that, then we are going to choose to walk down what we consider the right path, but in fact, it may seem like the right path, but it won't be. And St. Paul talks about this, and you'll also find it in the book of Revelations, where you have this demand of living a stricter way of life than even God calls you to live. And we're seeing that go on today. We're seeing people forcing upon others this stricter way of life. You need to live this way because this is the way we have to live. And it's a whole thing divorced from Christianity, but it becomes stricter. So what they'll say is this is the way you have to live. And if you don't live that way, you are not a good human being. Well, you know what? Your strict rule is not within my Christian faith, and so I'm not going to follow the man. My Christian faith in the Bible condemns your strict rule, and I'm not going to follow that. Why is that important? It's not to be contentious. It's if you make the rule super strict based on human wisdom as opposed to where God is calling us in divine wisdom, you will eventually get very discouraged, you will fail, or it'll become tyrannical and you will force others to suffer this discouragement, and it'll do nothing but cause dissension, disappointment, discouragement, depression. It'll do all of that because you've set a standard that even God doesn't even ask you to live. Do you see that difference? So we want to look at that within context, and we want to see that powerful difference that God is calling us to on his standards, not on ours, and not to get lost in too loose or too strict a standing. Well, this concludes our program and our programming for this week, except for this afternoon's program with Father Adriano. If what you heard touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. Our goal is to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make all of that happen. Thank you again for tuning in. We look forward to your tuning in at the next broadcast or podcast. In the meantime, have a blessed day and a blessed weekend.
In Cristo vivimos.